Today is April 25th. Pastor is saying to us, boldness and access. Our opening scripture comes from the book of Ephesians chapter 3 verses 11 to 12. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. If you read the opening text from some Bible translations, they miss the profound simplicity of what Paul was saying. They translate it as having access and boldness into God's presence. But we already have that in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. So what was Paul referring to here? First, boldness in this context implies the freedom to express ourselves openly, being able to say whatever you want to say. While worldly systems grant freedom with limitations, in Christ Jesus, we have absolute freedom of speech. We possess the freedom to speak boldly in the presence of the Father, angels, and even demons, and express ourselves freely anywhere. This boldness extends beyond uttering mere words. It empowers us to speak things into existence. Secondly, we have access, meaning we can go anywhere. No nation can ever close its doors to you. You have access to every country, to every wealth, and to all riches. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 12 of the Message Bible beautifully captures it. It says, when we trust in him, we are free to say whatever needs to be said, bold to go wherever we need to go. Even with that, it has a limited understanding of the word access. It's not just about going wherever you need to go. You have access to the spiritual and the material, to the wisdom of Almighty God. You have access to the unending, boundless, fathomless, incalculable, and exhaustless riches of Christ. When you grasp the depth of your access and vast wealth in Christ, giving and lavishly sponsoring the spread of the gospel becomes a lifestyle, because you know you have access to an unending supply. Hallelujah. Please say this prayer with me. Dear Father, I thank you for I have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Jesus Christ, in whom I've obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to his divine will. I live above circumstances with access to your wisdom and the exhaustless riches of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 21 to 22, and Ephesians chapter 3, verses 11 to 12 of the Amplified Classic. For the one-year Bible reading plan, please read Luke chapter 21, verses 5 to 38, and 1 Samuel chapters 23 to 25. For the two-year Bible reading plan, please read Romans chapter 15, verses 20 to 33, and Psalm chapters 131 to 132.
Thank you for listening today. We trust you have been blessed. For more information about the Rhapsody of Realities and our other materials, please visit www.loveworldpublishing.com or give us a call on +44 1708 556 604. God bless you.